USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. In a bid to avert a government shutdown by Saturday, lawmakers in the Democrat-controlled Senate released a clean, continuing resolution on Tuesday that would keep the government funded through November 17th. The continuing resolution cleared a key procedural hurdle in the upper chamber in a vote of 77-19 Tuesday afternoon, ending the debate on the measure and allowing it to proceed to a final vote. A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his federal bribery charges. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, and Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who've lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it.
Agents and prosecutors across the Justice Department and across the country are working tirelessly to prosecute those who flood our communities with deadly drugs.
Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. This decision, just before Attorney General Letitia James's trial, severely challenges Trump's image as a wealthy and savvy real estate mogul turned political figurehead. And 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contends that the e-commerce and tech giant acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle.
The incident happening last night along G Street between 14th and 15th Streets. U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers were on a routine patrol and checked out a parked vehicle with ammunition in plain view. When the occupants returned, two individuals were questioned, searched, and taken into custody without incident on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. I'm Corey Myers.
UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time roles, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. These positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. Visit jobs-ups.com for more info. Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. R&R Auction managed to sell this pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets, dated April 14, 1865, hold significant historical value. They correspond to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which place them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. And some good news for TV fans, the Hollywood writer's strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows might return soon. In fact, some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.